Broadcasting live from the beautiful Georgia Aquarium in downtown Atlanta, Georgia, this is the 20th annual WIT Connect event. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
We're back live from the Georgia Aquarium at WIT Connect. I'm Michael Lauer here with my co-host Shay Thomas.
How's it going, Michael?
It's going very well. We've got some great guests, and I'm really, really excited about this next interview. We have with us two folks from Dell. We have Mary Ellie Franzetti, the Executive Director of Business Partner Management, and Ben Hendrick, the Director of Consulting Systems Integration. How are you guys going?
Doing great.
Doing great. Thank you for having us here.
Well, it's an absolute pleasure to have you guys on the show, and I have a question for you, Mary Ellie. What exactly is Business Partner Management?
That's a very good question. I have to tell you, you know, as part of the IT organization, one thing that we changed last year, it's how we align, honestly, our organizations more to what it means to the business. And traditional, you know, IT organizations are very structured based on applications and, you know, things like that. And we basically turn our face into the business more in those business units. So we look at our manufacturing footprint, our support services footprint, our, you know, Dell Financial Services. You know, we need to speak in the customer language, and we need to be organized in the customer way that the business units execute. So that is kind of like the idea of a business partner management organization that map to our leaders from a business perspective, and we are able to be kind of like their account management. And you have to be more specific of what are the key goals for us. You know, we need to be held accountable for helping them execute their strategy, basically, you know, for an operational excellence. Sure. And everything that takes to execute to the roadmap.
Well, it sounds to me like you are in charge of a huge paradigm shift, right? So explain to me the challenges and maybe some blowback you're getting from having to shift the focus here more towards the customer.
So one thing, you know, and our CIO, Andy Karaboudas, she is bringing everything customer to the IT lenses. And one thing that she did, which is very interesting, and again, not traditional in IT, she went and she reached out to leaders in the business to be able to fulfill these roles in IT. So it's not your traditional, you know, my background is engineering. I grew up at Dell in the supply chain, but I understand all that side of the business. So she basically is changing the lens of how we bring leaderships in IT that we're able to translate and be that kind of mediator between our business objective and how we need to execute in the IT organization.
All right, Ben, you are the Director of Consulting Systems Integration regionally, correct?
Correct, yes.
So explain to me kind of what your day in the life of Ben will look like.
Sure. So in the Consulting Systems Integration Group, we're part of Dell Services. So Dell Services really is one of the pillars of Dell. When we look at the company, we really have three pillars, one of hardware, one of software, and one of services. So the typical day in life that I'm involved in, we're out working with customers. We're meeting with them, understanding what their business requirements, the challenges, the needs that they have, and looking at how we could come together and pull solutions together that pulls from each of the three pillars then does. So we're looking at getting a combination of hardware and software and then services and really creating a solution that solves the business problem that our customer, our CIO, is trying to address.
What a concept. Asking the customer what they want and how you can give it to them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, yeah, we're out working, and one of the reasons why we're here tonight as a sponsor is it's about relationships. It's about getting to know your customer. It's about getting to know them after hours, getting to know them during hours, and understand really what's keeping them up at night and really developing that relationship and having access to them at events like Women in Technology that we're able to really then help them execute and solve some of those big challenges that they have.
And what better way to do that than at WIT Connect, right?
WIT Connect is phenomenal. This is our third year being a presenting sponsor. And we've been able to have our CIO that Mary Ellie talked about with Andy Karaboudas. She was our first keynote speaker. Bobby Dangerfield was last year, and we're pleased to have Mary Ellie here with us this year.
So, Mary Ellie, are you speaking today?
Yes, I am.
Are you nervous?
You know what? After I see the energy in this room, I am, like, right now, I was nervous. Now I'm very excited.
Okay, so what are some highlights you're going to talk about? Let's kind of tease it for the folks.
You know, I want to keep it very simple. I want to basically influence, of course, in raising for, you know, the mission of WIT. That's, you know, probably goal number one. And number two, I just want to share my own experience inside Dell, how my career grew, you know, how I have key people in my life that mentor me that basically really helped me be a changing agent, influence organizations, and I just want to share some of my own kind of like experience at that.
Sure. Do you find yourself going to a lot of these kind of events?
I do it more, but actually for the Hispanic community.
Okay, cool.
So I'm very involved in the one of Adelante's affinity employee resource group at Dell, and that's more of the events that I've been participating, but I'm looking forward to be more involved on anything women in technology.
Sure. All right, so Ben, you go to the customers and talk to them, and Mariella, you're kind of involved in implementing the changes, right?
And more internally to that, yes.
So you guys must communicate pretty frequently. Maybe not directly, but
yeah, sure.
Those roles go hand in hand.
Right. Dell IT is a big part of what we do. We actually help. We do some consulting work with our Dell IT group. We look at some of what I call the problems that Dell is solving with Andy's team in terms of, we call it Dell on Dell. And there's opportunities to take that story out to our customers and share what we're doing internally with our customers. And there's really a lot of neat solutions that the team at Dell IT have developed that we're able then to replicate and take to market.
I want to add from Ben, that is probably our number one initiative. You know, how we build that Dell on Dell story. We had so many acquisitions that we have done in the last, probably 10 plus years. How we basically showcase what we are doing with the acquisitions from everything, from, our networking, consulting, security. Here in Atlanta, SecureWorks is one of our key acquisitions. So showing that portfolio of products and how we use it internally to Dell is part of one of the key initiatives that we have.
Yeah, so how you find yourselves trying to be more innovative in order to achieve these goals, right? I mean, these are big changes and you need big solutions.
So, look, it is a big partnership and innovation in particular in IT, the incubation, it's very key for us. How we ensure that we are going to our customers, we're understanding their challenges, how we kind of like incubate solutions for them. But one of the things about innovation that the IT organization and the leadership from the business has come together is how we are all working in a common architecture layout, or what we call the blueprint. And right now, we grew as a company that very well known in configure to order, the no inventory. We had so many different models back in the days in the supply chain, and how we have to turn this to a company that we have all sorts of customers, from direct relationship that are very critical, the channel partners, you talk about retail partners, and those are all different. So how we basically evolve and we map end-to-end processes and we know how we need to drive the right, capability enablements to get us there is a huge partnership that we have top-down in the company. And it's pretty much, we call it the Dell Blueprint. It dictates a lot of how we're going to resolve the issues and in what order we need to execute that capability.
I've found that with a lot of, especially in larger companies, the right arm doesn't really shake the left,
mm-hmm.
and there isn't a lot of, I don't know anyone in that department, and
yes.
that person exists.
Yes.
So explain to me how Dell is kind of, it sounds like they're kind of overcoming this and becoming more communicative across the board.
Yes.
Towards this common goal of serving the customer.
Yeah. Well, and then, as part of going private, a lot of the things that we wanted to do was to accelerate our strategy. There are reorganizations that happen as part of that. We have our vice chairman has end-to-end organizations. In the past, we were segregated differently that you were not able to see, the connection from the sales makers to, the tools that we need to execute in the supply chain manufacturing to the support that we need to give to the customers. And the organization have shifted to be able to be more that end-to-end. And even from the top down, Michael, then down, how we are looking at problems, it's not in silos. And we grew, everybody grew in silos, right?
Right.
And now to get us to the next level is really, we cannot do changes in one side that are going to affect, at the end, our customer experience. So.
Now, Ben, you're the guy that's got to deal with the customer, right? So how great is it having someone up the chain as passionate as Mariella and as focused on making your job, frankly, a lot easier?
Well, it's nice to have the relationships all across the company. And that's one of the nice things that we've had in the events that we've been able to put on is to get some of the great talent to come in from Dell, from our headquarters, from the different divisions, and get them exposed to what we're doing here in the local marketplace, but also develop the relationship. And that relationship has extended on throughout the years. And so there's opportunities where I get to call on the CIO or different executives of the company that we've worked with and be able to partner with them and be able to do things. And we've invited Andy, for example, on my team call, to talk about how we could do a better job of taking BYOD out to our customers. and sharing some of those stories. And so for me, my team represents what I call the taglines, innovation transformation. We're out there every day looking to help customers. We have a big presence in what we call the ITO business, so the outsourcing business. And my team comes in and helps the ITOs a lot of times determine what's the latest technology and how can we help them upgrade, how can we help the customer really take advantage of what the marketplace
and still keep
offering.
Functionality, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, this has been an absolute pleasure. Where can folks go to learn more about you guys and what you guys are doing? Where's the best way to get in touch with you guys?
Go ahead.
I can give you my information, but not in the radio.
No, I mean, but a place to learn more about Dell and the
Yeah, for Dell Services, it would be www.dell.com/services.
Okay.
So that can give you access to all the different services portfolio that we have. I represent just one of the particular groups within services. The other thing I was going to mention that's great about this event, and you talked about how we bring the silos together.
Right.
Is that for this event tonight, we have all the different groups within Dell. We have sales, we have services, we have IT, we have SecureWorks, we have all the different groups. So for me, we're here is what I call one team, one goal, and one Dell.
That's awesome.
And you can find all that at Dell.com. You can have links to all the different branches.
Great. Well, thanks for coming on. I want to keep you guys as well. A lot of stuff happening here. I'm sure you're anxious to get back to it.
Great. Thank you.
Thank all you for right. having us.
No
Bye.
Problem.
Appreciate
this is Michael
us.
Lauer for Shea Thomas. We'll see you in a little bit at WITConnect.
All righty.